Every 4 years at about this time, I have the same thought. Isn't there a better way to do this? Much of my frustration is tied to the fact that we don't pick our nation's leader in a national election. Instead, we have 50 local elections held on the same day, providing 50 opportunities for local officials to tinker with the process. Here are 6 suggestions to improve the presidential election. 1. Hold one national primary election with all 50 states voting on the same day. Letting Iowa and New Hampshire winnow the field each election cycle makes no sense. One national primary in either May or June would increase participation and require candidates to take a broader national approach. 2. Cut the political conventions to one day. The decision by the Republican Party this year not to adopt a new platform has made it official. Conventions are now entirely pointless. Let them have their one-day infomercial, but no more. 3. Establish national standards for mail-in voting. Every election, thousands of mail-in ballots are rejected because of a mistake made by the voter. Oftentimes, whether to accept or reject a ballot is a judgment call made by partisan election officials, adding to distrust in the mail-in process. There should be one national standard as to when a ballot is rejected, accompanied by a massive voter education campaign to ensure that everyone knows the rules. 4. Bring some level of regulation and transparency to campaign advertising. The Citizens United Supreme Court ruling of 2009 has, as expected, opened the floodgates to waves of negative, dishonest campaign ads. I'm not sure what new laws could be passed given the court ruling, but Congress needs to give it another try. 5. Get rid of antiquated rules and make sure that the winner wins. In 2016, we learned about faithless electors. Republican members of the Electoral College who attempted to vote for somebody other than the candidate to whom their votes were pledged, Donald Trump. Now, we're learning that state legislatures have the power to overturn the will of their voters. While it's doubtful that anyone could successfully take advantage of these archaic laws, still having them on the books adds to voters' concerns and anxieties. 6. Get rid of the Electoral College. Speaking of archaic laws, now that 2 of the last 3 presidents have been elected with fewer votes than their opponent, it's time to scrap the Electoral College. Those are my dreams for the future. For now, we've got this messy, imperfect process that's nearing its conclusion. Millions of Americans like me have already cast our votes, knowing that the system is flawed, but understanding that it's still the best way to make our voices heard. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.